I'm back. Good morning. It's 10:30 in the morning. If you can't tell from my voice, I'm a little sticky. And I have a lot of things to say. Okay, first of all, shout out Brianna Brody for doing my last week's episode. I was like, you know what? I'm just like, I don't want to mess with this. I don't want to risk like anything fucking up. Like if I have time, I'll record when I'm there, but that'll be for the next week. Like I just decided that I wasn't going to post because we were still going to be traveling. So shout out. I haven't listened yet, but I'm excited to listen. I'm excited to hear what they had to say. Yeah, so thank you, and I hope that you don't like them better than you like me. You better not, you little fake motherfuckers. I'm just kidding. But anyway, okay, so this trip, me and Cheyenne have been planning this since January. We bought the tickets in January. I think I had just got all my podcasting stuff, and we were like, let's record an episode. I was super into it, and like I was just super excited about it, so I brought all my podcasting stuff over there. There was like snow and I was gonna be trapped in the house, so I was like, I'm just gonna bring this, let's fuck with it, like let's record an episode. Me and Cheyenne record an episode. We're talking about we bought tickets to this festival because we were like, we really wanted to go to EDC Vegas, but they were sold out. Obviously, it was January and it was in May, and EDC Vegas is like sells out instantly. And so after that, we were like looking at other festivals, and Bonnaroo popped up, and we were like, okay, fuck yeah, let's go to Bonnaroo. So we buy our tickets, everything like that, and we start planning, and we're camping at it. And so for this, me and Cheyenne have never been to a camping fest together where we're packing the car. I have camped, Cheyenne has never been to a camping festival. She's never traveled to a festival. Me, most festivals, all festivals I've been to, pretty much I've traveled for, and I've only camped at one. And the one that I camped at, I flew to New Jersey, and then me and my friends in Jersey drove to Philly, for Elements Fest last year. And so I was flying, so I couldn't really pack anything for camping, so they had packed the whole car, and I was just like, you know what, hell yeah, like, I don't want to worry about that, whatever. Well, when we get there, first of all, these little bitches, Sam and Erica and Katie, they brought, like, two blankets and, like, thin little throw blankets, nothing to sleep on. Sam brought a blow-up couch but no pump. She brought a kiddie pool. What else? No trash bags, no water. Pretty much any of the necessities, like the bare necessities, we didn't have. And you know what? It was awesome. It was still awesome. And there was a hurricane, Hurricane Debbie, Deborah. Yeah, it was at Elements Fest in 2024. And we got there on Thursday night, we got there on Thursday during the day and sat in line forever and going through security, and then finally got to our camp, set it up, awesome. We had a 12-person tent for the four of us, and it was just like a little pop-up tent, and so everything was going great, you know. Thursday night, early Friday morning, probably like 5 a.m., it starts pouring. Okay, so we're dry. Everything is still great. Then the wind starts blowing really hard, and then it's just a pop-up tent. So there's like I don't even know what you would call that, little things that hold the tent up, the things that just pop up. And so they kept like closing in just because the wind was blowing really hard, and they're not like, they lock in place, but, like, it's a pop-up tent. Like, it's not meant for strong winds. I don't know any tent that's meant for 75, 85-mile-an-hour winds, okay? And so, there's a whole-ass hurricane. It's pouring all day. It's so dangerous. People's canopies are all flying away and hitting our car and hitting other people's car, hitting people. Sam got hit in the back by a canopy and then our car got dented. And it was insane. And like, we were soaked. Everything was all wet. It was crazy. And it was like this literally all day on Friday. And the festival was supposed to start Friday. And so they were like, you know what? Like, at first they were like, we're going to delay it. And they were like, today is canceled. And so we're all like bummed, but we're like, you know what? We're trying to survive at this point. Like, this is fine. And so it rains all day. And then probably like 7 p.m., I think, it finally stopped raining. We get out of the car. Our tent is broken. Everything is soaked. We were like, this was a low moment for us, okay? And so we tried to get back in the tent. We tried to make some food real quick, like get the grill out, get everything out, try to do that real fast. And then, yeah, it was just a whole fucking thing. Whole ass hurricane. Literally, yeah, I think it was 85 mile an hour winds. If not 85, it was 75, but still insane. Yeah, everyone's shit was flying everywhere. It was the most insane shit ever. And all they did was cancel Friday. They were like, okay, wake up, ready to go Saturday. We're opening the gates. Everybody come in, like, bring all the vibes. And, like, Friday after it had stopped raining and we had all been locked in our cars all day, people were making, like, slip-insides. They were doing mud wrestling. Like, it was a crazy... We were all fucking feral because we had been locked up all day and we came here to fucking pop our pussies. So, immaculate energy, okay? All of this to say, okay, that is my only camping festival experience. And everyone's like, oh my god, you camped in a hurricane? What the hell? That's insane. That's insane. And you know what? Core memory. It was a fucking awesome time in my life. And then after that, we had to buy a new tent. But this time we only had a 4-person tent. And there was only 4 of us. But if you know anything about a tent, you know that a 4-person tent is maybe a 2-person tent. Like, it's 4 people. No, it's not a 4-person tent. But anyway, so at this point, we're sleeping on the ground. And we have 2 of our heads on one side of the tent and 2 heads on the other side. And then we have our feet, like, intertwined. And it's freezing because it has been raining, so the ground is soaked. And all we have is, like, the little tent under us, like, the little tarpy thing. So we were fucking freezing. Holy shit. I slept so horribly. But it didn't matter. It was fucking awesome. 10 out of 10. Literally 10 out of 10. It was fucking awesome. So that's my camping experience. And so while I was there, I wrote down everything that we could possibly need for camping that we didn't have. So water, trash bags, a blanket, something to sleep on, like an air mattress or something. Okay. Like, you know, those kinds of things. Whatever. It was awesome. We survived. Saturday and Sunday were fucking awesome. Elements was probably my favorite festival that I've been to. Like, I loved it, okay? Now, me and Cheyenne buy these tickets for Bonnaroo in January. And since we're driving, we're responsible for all the camping stuff. Me and Cheyenne have never been camping. Well, so Cheyenne has been... Okay, I just need to give you all the, like, reflection of our camping experiences. Cheyenne has been camping with her family, but they have an RV. So that's the most camping she's ever done. Me, I've been camping a bunch of times. We used to go a lot whenever I was a kid, and we would have a little RV, but the kids would sleep outside in a tent. And also at my old house, I had this, like, bumblebee tent, and so me and my friends would just sleep in a tent sometimes, for no reason, I guess. So I would like to consider myself, I know how to put up a tent, okay? That's my camping experience. I would say I know how to put up a tent. I can think. And I feel like I'm pretty, like, I don't know. I felt very prepared for this. And yeah, I was, so yeah, I have been camping a bunch when I'm a kid. And then also, thank you, TikTok. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, fucking YouTube. I can look up everything I need for a camping trip, everything I need for a camping festival. So okay, now that we have that out of the way, and then, yeah, I hadn't been camping until, like, that was whenever I was a kid that I would go camping, and so I had no experience. I didn't know what the hell to expect going into Elements Fest last year, But you know what? It was great. Honestly, slay. So, me and Cheyenne made this insane list. I would say, like, me and Cheyenne kind of switch out being type A and type B. Like, if she's super type A, then I'm type B. And if I'm super type A, she's type B. I do think, like, generally speaking, she is a lot more type A than me. But I don't know. I feel like with this, we were very, like, taking turns. And so, yeah, I made us this entire giant list. We were both watching all these videos, all these camping things, all this stuff, trying to think of everything in the world that we could possibly need. Okay. And let me just say, we ate. We devoured. We did so fucking good. And so, yeah, since January, literally up to probably like 2-3 weeks ago, we have been buying stuff for this camping festival. We are buying canopies. We're buying a tent. We're buying all these tarps. We're buying all these tapestries because people put tapestries along the side of their canopies at festivals. It's like, I don't know. It's just like a thing and it's cute as fuck. So we were like gonna do that, where I bought this little like picnic table. We bought a grill. We bought the propane. We bought cots. We were gonna sleep on cots. We bought all kinds of shit. We bought everything we could possibly think of, okay? If I had to guess, I would think that we probably I would say maybe each spent $1,000 on camping stuff around that, just because, oh, and then, like, the little charging power station. We bought fans. We bought a lot of fans because we had to have handheld fans that we can like manually fan ourselves. We had handheld electric fans. We had big fans for in the camp, all kinds of stuff. And then food, literally at the grocery store, we spent $400. We got canopy weights and we got liquor. That was probably like around $100. And then, we got a lot of fucking groceries and Jesus. Yeah. We spent a lot more at the grocery than we thought. We thought we were going to spend like $250 and it was like $4 and we're like, holy shit. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink of my tea. Oh, holy shit. That feels so good. Anyway, so we have just like been by, plus all of our outfits, not to mention all of our outfits, okay? That's at least like a few $100 right there. And yeah, just everything, okay? As a little shower, a little changing tent, a little toilet, like everything you could imagine in the world, okay? And so, okay, we leave Tuesday. And we're going to be driving 8 hours on Tuesday. So we get that done. We get to our hotel probably like 11:30 p.m., I think. Because I worked on Tuesday. And I didn't get off till... I was scheduled to get off at 3, but I got out at 1:30. So that was really fucking awesome. So since I got out at 1:30, I just came home and tried to get over to Cheyenne's by like 3. And so I do all that, and then we eat, we hit the road. Okay, our car, so everyone is like, we're in all these Bonnaroo Facebook groups and Reddit and just all the social media, everything. And everyone is like, cops are never more insane than when you're in Tennessee and when you're going to this festival, because this is like the biggest thing that happens here, and like, they're sitting and waiting. It's really fucking crazy. They want to search your entire car. Like, they're going to harass you. All this stuff. And so we're like, hold on, I got to cough. Holy shit, that was such a hard-ass cough. But anyway, and so they're like, don't have anything blocking. You can't have anything hanging from your rearview mirror. That's illegal in Tennessee. You can't have anything blocking. Well, you're not supposed to have anything blocking your back window anyway, like anywhere, but like really don't do that at all, like nothing. And me and Cheyenne are like, we don't have that much stuff, like we'll be good, whatever, whatever. Our shit was packed to the brim. Literally could not have fit one more thing without blocking the rear view mirror or the back window. Like, it was insane. We had a lot of fucking shit. And we, like, Tetrised it all in there. So, yeah, we drive 8 hours on Tuesday, get to our hotel, wake up at 6 a.m., and we're going to drive the remainder, I think it was like 4 hours, to Manchester, Tennessee. So, we wake up, we get all of our shit, we get going, and they say that they're going to open the festival a little bit later so that way they can prep the grounds a little bit better. We're like, okay, cool, like, whatever, that's fine. We're still 4 hours away. So, we drive there, we're getting excited, we're like, awesome. Probably like 2 hours away, we start seeing cops. There's like, I think we saw 5 people's car getting searched, and I don't just mean like looking through, like, no, I'm talking everything out of the car. Everything, fucking a deep search, which is like just super fucking annoying because we just shoved all this shit in the car. It's Tetris in here, like, and like we're trying to go to this fucking music festival and now we're gonna have to pull all this shit back out and then put it back in. Like, it's just such a fucking pain in the ass. So we, yeah, are like, okay, now we're starting to get stressed out, just like, what the fuck. And then we're an hour and a half away and we drive past this one cop. He pulls out behind us instantly, and so we're like, oh god, here we go. And then he just drives behind us, riding our ass for like probably like 10 minutes, and then he switches lane and pulls up next to us and is sitting there for a minute, slows down, gets back behind us, is sitting there riding our ass. At that point, like, we were done. We were like, we're done for. Like, he's, that's it. Like, he, we're about to get pulled over. Like, he pulled away and then pulled back behind us. Like, we're fucking done for. So we're like that for a minute. And then, and we're like going under the speed limit. Like, Cheyenne is 10 and 2. Cheyenne's driving. We took her car. And then, like, we're, yeah, silent. We're like, holy fucking shit. Like, no way. And, yeah, then he just pulled out and drove away. And so we're like, what the fucking shit? But after that, we were like, holy shit, like, our hands are shaking. Like, getting pulled over is just such a fucking stress. Like, anytime, no matter what. And, like, especially, like, since they're out to fucking harass us today, like, it was a whole thing. So, yeah, we were like, holy fucking shit, stressed the motherfuck out. And then, we finally, like, the next hour just fucking sucks. Like, while we're getting to the festival, we're just like, oh my god, this is so horrible. Like, what the fuck? But we never saw a cop again. And then we get to the festival, and it's, like, trying to take us this, it's like, oh, save 10 minutes by going this way. And so I'm like, okay, cool, let's do that. And so we do that, and it takes us to this other exit, and then we get over there, and then they're like, no, you have to go back. And like, it was just like, at this point, we're just like ready to fucking be there. We're just like, holy fucking shit, fuck everything. So anyway, they finally help us, we get there, whatever, we get in, we're going through security, we're sitting there, and then these motherfuckers, we have two searching our car. And and at the camping, like, once you're at the festival, they're really like mostly looking for, like, weapons or, like, pretty large amounts of drugs. And so, it's, like, not super, they usually check your cooler. Like, anytime that I've been through this security, knock on wood, it's usually pretty minor. Like, they're really not crazy. And we had offered our people searching our car some water, and they're like, oh my god, yeah. And then, all the other people had heard us, and so they're like, water, water. And so we gave out like 6 freaking of our cold waters, but it was like, you know what, whatever, they're not getting any water. Like, yeah, they weren't like providing them with water, so you know what, whatever. Like, yeah, that was a lot of water that we just gave away, but whatever, like, we should have plenty. And so We get that done, whatever. We get into the festival. We go park. We're setting up camp. We get out of the car. Everyone's like, which side do we set up? And guess what? I knew. I was like, we set up on this side. They leave an aisle in between. Like, no, we set up on this side. And everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like 99% sure we set up on this side of the car. And everyone's still just like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, I know. I promise I know. Like, we set up here. And guess what? We did. And I was right. And so we're like, me and Cheyenne get to work. We've done a mock. We've done, I think, 3 mock setups of our little campsite. So, like, we know what the fuck is happening. Not with every single thing, but, like, with most of it. So we're going, and we're going, and we're looking fucking awesome. And we're getting our scent, all of our shit set up. And then we're talking to our neighbors a little bit, and they're like, oh, like, how many times have y'all been here? Like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, this is our first one. They're like, oh, what's your, like, how many camping fests have you been to? And we're like, nope, this is our first one, like, loading the car. And I'm like, I've been to one, but, like, it was, like, not, nothing. And so everyone was, like, shocked that it was our first camping fest, like, our first setup. And everyone thought that our setup was so fucking cool. And bitch, it was. It was so fucking good. It was like, I want to live there. Like, glamping as fuck. Like, ugh. It was just so perfect. It was so beautiful and colorful and fucking awesome. And, ugh, it was so good. And so we get all set up Wednesday. And probably like 2 o'clock, they start having stuff happening in. So there's Cineroo, which is where all the main stages are. And then there's Outeroo, which is where all the camping, and then they have, like, all these other, like, events and just stuff going on throughout the day and night, and, like, just all kinds of shit happening and, like, shopping and everything like that. But Cineroo is where the stages are, where, like, all the headliners and every, that's where all, like, the concerts are happening. But also in Outeroo, they have, like, little random DJs and artists that are playing some shit outside. I don't really know who that was. Like, where, if those people were on the lineup or, like, I don't know. I don't really know. But it was fucking awesome. So we set up our tent. We go find the ice, the water, the bathrooms, the medical tent, everything that we could possibly need. And thank God, blessed. We were fucking blessed. We had a perfect spot. We were, like, in our row, we were, like, I think we ended up being 4 cars back. But originally, I think we were only, like, the 2nd car. But we were right next to all of that, which 10 out of 10. And you know what? I feel like you're thinking, oh, you're next to a porta potty? Stinky. But they clean the porta potties that are at the camps. So, it worked out. It never smelled bad or anything. But it was super convenient because if we had to pee, we could just walk right there. And if we had to get ice, we had to walk right there. Like, water, anything like that. Medical, if need be. And they had, like, our little plaza. We were in Plaza 9. And so they had, like, the cold plunges right there, which, hell fucking yeah. But we didn't end up doing it. So, wow. Bonnaroo was canceled. Fucking sucked. I guess that was a big jump to get to that, but I just needed to say it. I just needed to really set the scene of what the fuck. It's so sad. I couldn't believe it. Okay, so now back to where we were on Wednesday. We go do all that shit. We we get a little drinking, get a little smoking. And we're hanging out. We go walk around a little bit. We go to these little, there's, like, this one tent that this DJ's playing at. Oh, my God. And I meet this girl who just got a Flowstar. She's never touched it. She just bought it and brought it to Bonnaroo, but she's never touched it. And I'm like, oh, my God, you flow? Like, oh, my God. Well, okay, no. First, we're sitting there, and she comes up to me, and she's like, I love your tattoos. Okay, yeah. I love when people love my tattoos. Literally my favorite compliment ever. And she's like, I love your tattoos. And I'm like, I love you. Thank you so much. And then we started talking a little bit, and then I saw her flow start, and I'm like, you flow? And so we started talking, and she was like, no, I never have. And I was like, oh my God, like, I just got mine, like, 3 weeks ago. Like, I barely know what I'm doing, but, like, I've learned a couple things. She's like, well, what have you learned? Like, this is what I've been working on. And so she shows me what she's been trying to do, and I was like, no, wait, let me show you. And so I'm trying to show her, but the Flowstar she has is, like, a beginner Flowstar. I didn't know that was a thing when I bought mine, and so I bought, like, a real-ass fucking Flowstar, and it's heavy as fuck, and it's big as fuck. The one that she has is a lot lighter and a little bit smaller, which, yeah, made a huge difference, because then whenever I was, like, trying to go with hers, I was like, holy shit, this feels so weird. But... It was a big difference, but it was so much fun. And she's like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I'm like, bitch, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm like, I don't want to mansplain anything to you, but I can try to tell you, like, how I'm doing this if you want. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is what I've been doing. Like, I don't really know. And, like, that is because there's the pizza man and the pizza toss. And when you do it, everyone says, put your finger in the very middle. And that's a lie. That's a lie. You don't want your finger in the very middle. You want it, like, probably, like, 20 millimeters outside of it. Like, not far outside of the middle, but not in the very middle. So, that's what I learned, and so I was trying to tell her that. And it was just, like, so much fun, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing either, but she doesn't know what she's doing, and, like, it was just, like, a little cute moment. It was so much fun. And then we slapped the bag, baby. I have never slapped a bag. Well, I may have slapped a bag before, but never like this. And pretty much what happens when you slap the bag is someone has either a bag of wine or a bag of twisted tea, and they hold it up in the air, and you slap the fuck out of it, and then you hit it. You, like, twist the little knob and, like, waterfall it into your mouth. Do not put your fucking mouth on it, first of all, and then close it up, and next. And I'm like, oh my God, let me slap that fucking bag. And bitch, I don't know, I love a good slap. I guess I'm kind of violent, okay? And so this just unlocked something in me, and I slapped the fuck out of this bag, and then I took a little shotty shot. But they were like, best slap ever. And I was like, thank you. And I probably slept 5 bags that night. It was awesome. And yeah, 10 out of 10. Then we go back to camp. Everything is great, awesome. We decide that we're going to go to bed early tonight because it's the festival. It's day zero is what they call it, because the only people who are there are people who are camping. And the fest, like, center room is not open. Only outer room for campers is open. So Wednesday's day zero, and so we decided we're just gonna go to bed, hang out. It was probably like midnight or something like that, maybe 1, and we get a full 8 hours of sleep, bitch. We get a full 8 hours of sleep. So we didn't put up the tent because, I don't know, we got a tent just in case. Well, actually, my mom had a tent. But it ended up being fucking fine because, yeah, I don't know. Like, we were just like, it's going to be way too hot. We're not going to be getting enough airflow in the tent. And a lot of people say just sleep under the canopies. So we were like, okay. But then we were also like, if it rains, if the bugs, like, let's still bring the tent in case. And, like, maybe we'll put it up. And, yeah, we were like, fuck no. We just lowered the canopies. That was a really fucking awesome idea. Because once you lower the canopy, you have so much privacy. We have tapestries on all the walls. And we had a fan hanging from the top, so once we lowered it, the fan was, like, right in our face. It was awesome. We were actually cold. We woke up a little chilly. And then, yeah, full 8 hours of sleep. We wake up. We make our breakfast burritos. That's one thing we did. That we will do differently. Okay, so we pre-made breakfast burritos. Like, made all the eggs, bacon, hash browns. Folded them in the tortillas, wrapped them in foil, and we're like, we'll just throw them on the grill. What we'll do next time is pre-make all of that and just put it in, like, a bag, like, make the eggs, hash browns, and bacon and put that in a bag, and then just bring the tortillas because they were pretty wet, even though we kept ice in the cooler, we were like, oh, well, we're not going to let it melt and, like, fill up with water, but we thought it would be fine. Well, yeah, it was a little wet, which we still ate them. It was fine. It was just annoying whenever they were cooking them on the grill and they were kind of, like, sticking to the foil. That was annoying, but, I mean, we survived. We ate every single one of them. Like, it was perfect. But, yeah, we'll just bring the tortillas on the side next time so we don't have to worry about that. And then, let's see. So, this is Thursday morning. Yeah, we wake up. It's the first day of the festival. Everything's awesome and fun. We're like, okay, let's walk to Cineroo and see how far the walk is. And then we'll, like, go explore a little bit and just, like, kind of check out and see if we can find where everything is. Okay, so that's on Thursday. And then, oh, and then we're, like, we want to find the Grove. Because the Grove is pretty much this area in the woods, and they have all these hammocks. And you can bring your hammock and leave it there for the weekend. And, like, ideally, people will sit in them, but then just get up and leave them. And, like, if they break them, like, leave a note or something. You don't steal them. Like, just kind of plur. And I 1,000% believe in plur. Peace, love, unity, respect. You do it at festivals. You trade some sort of trinket or bracelet or whatever. And, I don't know. I would say at most festivals, most of the crowd there is very plur, and, like, there's just so many ways you can do that, like, you know, respect other people's stuff and space, and, like, especially in the camping area, you just kind of trust that people aren't gonna steal your shit. We did bring a few logs if we had the tent, but we didn't, so it was kind of, like, whatever. And, like, I don't know, you always make sure that everyone has room when they're dancing, just all kinds of, like, little things, like, you're just kind of being mindful of other people and their space. And, sorry, holy shit, I literally keep having to pause to choke my fucking balls off, so bear with me. But anyway, and so we go to the Grove and we sit in these hammocks, and, like, it's such a vibe. It's so fucking beautiful and peaceful. Some people are playing hacky sack. Some people are just walking through. A lot of people are sitting in the hammocks. Like, it's just such a vibe. So we do that. And then I think that Cineroo opened at 12. And so we're like, okay, we'll wait till, like, 12:30. Because at 12, like, it's still going to be, like, popping. Like, people are going to be waiting for it to open. So we'll just wait. And so we just lay in the hammocks for a while. And it's so fucking awesome. And then eventually, yeah, we get up and we go to Cineroo. And we're like, holy shit, this is a long line still. But people are just walking. Like, the line is continuous. It's not, like, standing at all. So we get in. We go check it out. We go look at all the stages. They're fucking awesome. See where everything is. It's great. Then we go back. Oh, we find, oh my god, oh, we found this one little, I don't know what it was called, the, oh fuck, I don't remember what, Snake and Jake's, I think is what it was called, but it was so cute. It was this little, like, barn thing, and it was hot pink, and they had karaoke in there, and it was so cute. Everything was pink in there. They had, like, dildos and, like, lingerie hanging from the chandeliers and the ceiling and stuff. There was disco balls. There was all kinds of, like, fun, cutesy, so cute. So we sat in there for a while, and we're just like, okay, like, this is so much fun. Like, we're just checking it out. So we do that, and then we're like, okay, let's go find all the stages, look at everything. We found the fountain, all of it. I put my legs in the fountain, but I heard some horror stories about it, so I definitely wasn't going to get fully under it. But I was like, you know what? I'll put my legs under. Like, my legs are already fucking disgusting. So we do all that, and then we go back to camp. We make some hot dogs. We have time. We got back to camp at, like, 2, I think. Let me see. Yeah, probably about 2. And then we made hot dogs, and we just hung out a little bit. And then we were going to go back to the festival, to Cineroo, at Well, we wanted to see Max Stiler at 4, but we're like, we'll go a little early just so we can, like, get a drink, fill up our waters, all the other things. Sorry, that was really snotty, but whatever. And so, fucking awesome. We're hanging out, and we get our stuff ready. We go back to Senate Room. 10 out of 10. We watched Max Stiler. He was fucking awesome. 10 out of 10. So many of the songs that we love. He was fucking awesome. He was at the other stage, and that one was really cool. And, yeah, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Couldn't have asked for a better set from him. And then, after that, we see Green Velvet. 10 out of 10. Same thing. One of our favorites. So good. So fun. Danced our fucking pussies off. It was awesome. We met some friends over there. Like, they were camping in an RV. They were group camping. So, like, they were like, y'all come to our after party. Like, we've got a little palm tree. They were so much fun. I love them. And then, yeah, we all danced together for Green Velvet. We danced our fucking asses off on Thursday, okay? And so then, after we do that, we go to the Infinity Stage. Okay. They were hyping up the Infinity Stage. This was, like, the first one in the U.S. And they're, like, how the visuals are in the sphere is how the sound quality is going to be in this. Like, 360 surround sound. It's, I don't know. It's just, like, they've been hyping this the fuck up. They were, like, since they... Usually whenever you get your wristband for the festival in the mail, they'll, like, put all these little trinkets and, like, put it in this cute box. They'll make it super cute and fun. And for this, they did not do that. And they were like, well, since we, like, we would rather spend more money elsewhere making the festival so awesome for you guys than wasting it in these little delivery wristbands. So we were like, you know what? Okay, if it's gonna be fucking awesome, like, that's fine. The wristband, that's all we get in little cardboard box. Whatever. So we're so excited. This is, yeah, like, this Infinity Stage is gonna be the craziest fucking thing ever, okay? And so we are going over there to see Of the Trees back to back tape B, which is gonna be fucking insane. So we go over there, it's packed. Packed, and it's like these three little pods. There's three little pods that have the surround sound, and they're probably they're not big at all. I don't know how many people could fit in there, but they're not big at all, especially because they were having, like, headliners over here. Like, Of the Trees back to back tape B was, like, a crazy set. Like, everyone wanted to go see that. But, like, they also had John Summit playing there, which is, like, even if you don't know EDM like that, like, you know John Summit. And so, like, why would they put him there? I don't know. But he had two sets, and only one of them was there. But regardless, like, this stage was a buzz. Because everyone was trying to get to the middle, so it was just, like, annoying and packed. And if you weren't inside one of these pods, the sound quality was so ass. It was horrible. It sucked. I don't know what else to say. I was very, very, very disappointed. And, yeah, so we stood there for a while, and we're like, damn, like, we should have just stayed at Green Velvet, because what the fuck is this? Like, you can barely hear it. You could literally barely hear it. And we were, like, far out, not, like, way far out, but, like, probably, like, 30 feet away from the pods. And it still sounded so ass. And, like, there was so many people behind us, like, honestly... No. And we were like, this is just not worth it. So we were just started scooting over and, like, kind of halfway leaving the crowd, halfway getting closer to the outer, like, one of the pods on the side. And as we got closer, it did sound a lot better, but still, like, there's way too many people here that, there's way more people that aren't in the pods versus the people that are. And, like, yeah, no, this is horrible. So we finally work our way over, and we're, like, close, really close to one. Like, we're about to get in, and then they end the set. God, it fucking sucked. They ended the set as soon as we were, like, close enough to be able to hear it good. So that super fucking sucked, but whatever. We're like, okay, like, let's go to the bathroom. Let's start heading back to the other stage, because Max Stiler, Green Velvet, and then Dom Dalla were all at the other stage. So we just left to go for fucking the Infinity Stage and it sucked. So that was super annoying. But whatever. So then we go back and Dom is on from 11 to 1. So he's got a long set. We're fucking pumped. We're so excited. Everyone's so excited. Like, it's just going to be awesome. And so we get back over there. Dance our asses off forever. Holy shit. It was so fucking awesome. It was so much fun. Ugh. It was so good. It was so good. And then there's like probably 20 minutes left. And I'm like, Cheyenne, I have to pee so bad. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, we can, like, I have to pee. So we go out. And I don't know. Sometimes I think I would have gone by myself, but it was still the first day. Like, I don't know. I feel like our vibe was just not leaving each other. So we go to the bathroom, and while I'm in the freaking porta potty, he starts playing one of our favorite songs, fucking Miracle Maker. And I was so freaking pissed, but I just peed super fast and got out of there as soon as I could. And then we got right back to dancing because fuck yes. Oh my God. It was so good. It was so good. And then for the rest of it, we just kind of stood like a little bit further back, but honestly, still in a great spot. Sound was still awesome. Visuals were still awesome. Like, yeah, it couldn't have been bad if we wanted it to. Like, 10 out of 10. And, yeah, plenty of room to dance. Like, for any DJ, for anyone that we watched over there, like, the yeah, any other stage. That was the only other stage that we went to, but plenty of room, everything, no complaints. I loved it. And, yeah, we danced our fucking asses off because we danced from 4 until 1. So we were fucking going hard as fuck. And yeah, super fucked up, okay? And we're like, okay, like, let's go back to camp and chill for just a minute. I want to put my boots on and then we'll go back out to Where in the Woods. Because Where in the Woods goes from, I think it was like 2 to 6 a.m., and so it was only 1 a.m. So we're like, okay, let's go back, chill for a minute, and then we'll go back out to Where in the Woods. So we go back to camp. Cheyenne fell asleep in the hammock. I fell asleep on the ground. And then we woke up at 4 and got in bed. We're like, you know what? Bedtime. It was awesome. But oh my fucking shit, guys. I forgot to tell y'all. Wednesday night when we went back out, me and Cheyenne were sitting there and we're like, you know what, we're hungry, like, let's get a little something to eat real quick. Okay, we get the best thing that I've ever had in my life. Okay, barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, grilled cheese. It's all one thing. It's a grilled cheese with barbecue chicken and mac and cheese inside of it. Bitch, we didn't know if we were just really fucking high or what, but that shit was so fucking good. Holy shit. We're like looking at each other, we're like, dude, this is the best thing ever. What the fuck? We could not believe it. And so we both ordered that because we were like, you know what, that sounds so good. And yeah, so we each get one. And then we sit back down and we're just like, holy shit, like, that was so fucking fire. Like, that was so good. Didn't know, couldn't even handle it. Okay. Then we decide that we're going to go get another one and split it because it was that good. Okay. So we go back, get another one, split it. The whole time we're like, holy shit, that was so good. Oh my God. So that was Wednesday night. I just had to go back because I can't believe I missed that part. That was the highlight of the fucking thing. It was so good. So, anyway, then we go back to camp. Thursday, Thursday we pass out. I pass out on the floor. Cheyenne's in the hammock. We wake up at 4 a.m. We make the bed. We get in bed. Because we just have two little cots, tanning chairs. Tanning chairs over the cots because I was looking at cots and I was like, this looks like a tanning chair. And so I looked up tanning chairs and I looked up if they were made out of the same thing. And they are. And I would obviously prefer a tanning chair because then I can use it to tan instead of just whenever I go camping. And it's like, I don't really go camping like that, you know? But tanning chair is, I could use that so much. And it also, like, the one that I got, you can set it up so it has, like, all these different levels. Instead of just being a flat cot, you can raise it and sit in it or, like, just recline in it. And then also, you can lay on your stomach and it has little armholes and a face hole and has a little pillow, like, 10 out of 10. And it's pink. I couldn't find a pink cot, but I found a pink tanning chair, motherfucker. Awesome. 10 out of 10. It was like $50 on Amazon. And that's how much cots were, too. Cheyenne bought a cot, and it was $50 off Amazon. And then I was showing her my chair, and then she was like, you know what? I'm going to get that chair, too. And I was like, yes, bitch, do it. Like, this, yes, this is the move. Hold on. I have to go pee really bad. Okay. So, yeah, Cheyenne buys the tanning chair. We have that. 10 out of 10. So we just have those pushed together. And then we have this little camping, like, mattress pad that it just is inflatable, but you just step on it and it pumps it up. So it's pretty thin, but honestly, like, Wednesday night, we slept for 8 hours. Like, we slept good as fuck. So, yeah, I think it was a win. And then we just put a fitted sheet over that so it wouldn't move all over the place. But, yeah, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, bitch. And then we, let's see. So that's Thursday. And yeah, we get up Friday, probably at, yeah, I think it was even earlier. I think we woke up at like fucking like 7:30 or something. So yeah, we wake up and we make our breakfast burritos. And we're hanging out, and then we're like, okay, like, let's go shop eventually. And so we just hang out for a long time, and then we meet our neighbors. We're talking to them at this point. We've exchanged a few things. I need a tape, because we had, like, a little take-one-leave-one station outside of our camp, so it's, like, you can take a bracelet and leave a bracelet, or, like, I made some earrings. I made, these little balloon animal dogs, like, out of Mardi Gras beads, and I don't know, just all kinds of little random trinket vibe stuff. And we got some good stuff. We got some stickers, we got some Cintranella fucking bracelets, all kinds of stuff. And yeah, our neighbors, yeah, so I borrowed some tape for them from that, and then they borrowed a light from us, because he comes over, Ryan, he's like, do you guys have anything that, like, would dim a light? And I'm like, girl, what the hell? And so, I don't know, but I was like, you know what, I actually, we have these one lights that we're using, these little lanterns, but they're bright as fuck, and I bought a 4-pack, and we're literally only using one, so you can just use another one. And because we have these little fairy lights too, and like, those were way brighter than we thought, so like, I didn't need to buy both of them, but I bought both because I was like, we'll need the lanterns for like actual light, but then like whenever we're just chilling or something, we can just use the fairy lights. But they ended up being like pretty bright, and I had two of them, so we had like the whole canopy wrapped in lights. So yeah, we just had three of these little lanterns sitting there, because it's like, depending on how much you open it is how bright it's gonna be, but fully open, it's like a fucking spotlight. It's bright as hell. But if you just crack it, then it would be a lot dimmer. So I was like, you can just use this. So I gave them that, and then, oh, what else? I had to ask them for this. We brought avocados for avocado toast, and then we didn't bring salt or any seasoning for them. So I was like, do you guys have salt? And they were like, no, but we have this other seasoning. And it was good as hell. Holy shit, it was so good. They got it when they were in Vienna, and like, it was so good. I loved it. 10 out of 10. And so, yeah, we have made friends with them. We're talking to them, like, asked them what they did the past few nights. Like, yeah, made friends with them. And so, this is all Friday. And then me and Cheyenne are going to go shopping and make sure, like, we get everything that we want, which we really wanted these Pashmina hoodies. And, bitch, we fucking got them. We got them. But, you know what, honestly, complain, because they just don't fit my boobs right. Like, it's just, I just need it, like, an inch longer, because since my boobs are taking up space, it just makes it really, like, short on me, where, like, the bottom of, like, my bra or something is hanging out. But I'm like, God, but if I pull it a certain way, then I can make it look fine. And honestly, if my bra's hanging out at a rave, like, nobody gives a fuck. But it's just slightly annoying because I'm like, why don't you make one that fits my titties? Because they had one size fits all, and, like, it fit everywhere else, but, yeah, not the tits. So, kind of annoying, but the one I got was really cute, so whatever. And then, let's see, after that, go back to camp. We get back to our camp, and it's probably, like, 1:32-ish. And I go to the bathroom, we're chilling, we're just hanging out, vibing, we're gonna go back. Probably at, I think the first person we wanted to see that day was 5:30, I want to say. So we didn't really have big plans. We were like, we're just gonna hang out. Like, we'll probably go in earlier so we can maybe watch some random, like, people we don't know and just kind of hang out, do whatever, meet people, all the things. So we're hanging out at camp, and then it starts raining. And they're like, okay, like, we're gonna close Center Roo for now. Like, we're gonna delay the opening. So everyone just, like, head back to camp. Like, everything in Outer Roo is still open, but, like, just because it's raining, we're just gonna wait and not open Center Roo yet. So we're like, okay, whatever. Like, that's fine. Couple hour delay. Like, whatever. And so we're hanging out. The first rain is happening, and since we have two canopies, there's a drip in between them, and so we're kind of like, oh shit, so we're kind of moving stuff around, like, trying to make sure nothing that's not supposed to get wet is getting wet, and, like, just kind of, like, checking out how our camp is handling the rain. And there's two spots, like, in between the canopies, and then, on the back side of one, like, there's some water getting in. So I have these, I bought these emergency blankets, just in case, but then also to go over the cooler, because people said wrap your cooler in the emergency blanket during the day, so it's not, the sun isn't getting as much on it. So we had that, but then we had all these extra ones, so I was like, let's put these up on the wall, like, to just help, like, we'll put the tapestries on one side and the emergency blankets on one side, so that way they're, like, it's just, like, a little, because it's just, like, a foily kind of texture. Like, it's not getting soaked. So we did that. And then it stopped raining. And we're all like, how's everyone? Is everyone okay? Like, making sure everyone around us is good. Our neighbors are fucking chilling. They are, like, cooking food. Like, they've got their little fire. And, like, they're fucking chilling. And so we're like, okay, cool, whatever. Go back in. It starts raining again. This time we put the tarp. We grabbed one of the tarps and tried to put it, like, on top of the two canopies to kind of, like, block that slip between them where water was getting in. And so we do that, and then it starts raining again. The tarp falls through the canopies. And so now we just have, like, a puddle kind of forming. And we're like, shit. But one of the canopies only has our little bed and then one of the chilbos, the inflatable little blow-up couches under it. So not a big deal, but whatever. And then the wind starts blowing a little bit and our little bathroom, our little changing tent, like, the stakes come out. So I just take it down and, like, we're, at this point, we're scrambling a little bit. And we're like, okay, what about this? Like, get this. We're trying to get more shit in the car so it's not getting wet. Like, we're just trying, we're scrambling around. We're trying to get the hammock completely under the canopy. Like, I don't know. And so, yeah, then we're starting to get a little river going through the canopies because of that, where the water was dripping down. So, like, it's a pretty big river. Like, probably some of my foot's underwater, not my whole foot, but just through the middle, only through the middle. And so we're like, okay, cool, like, whatever, let's go down to one canopy when we get a chance, and, like, let's just try to, like, fix this shit up. And one, the tarp that was on the ground was a 9x19, annoying that it wasn't 10x20, but whatever. 9x19, I bought that, but they didn't have a 10x20, so I was like, whatever, 9x19 is gonna work. But anyway, it was covering the whole bottom, so the rain was not able to go anywhere. It was just literally creating a river. So we're like, let's go down to one canopy when we can, and then we'll just fold the canopy up and have one wall blocked off with the tarp and then the floor, so water's not getting in. So we do that, and then we have an extra tarp that we had kind of over the car, and we took that and used that as another wall. And because it stopped raining after the second time, it stopped raining. So it probably started raining at like 2:30 the first rain, and it rained for probably like 15 minutes and then stopped for a while, and then rained again for like another 15 minutes, maybe longer than that, maybe 30 minutes, and then stopped and then rained again. And this is all from, yeah, like 2:30 to like 7, maybe, I don't know. So we're just chilling, whatever. People, like, we go to the bathroom, we're still doing, we are not just stuck in our camp, but we're kind of. So, anyway, we are struggling with all of that, and then we finally, like, get our shit figured out. We go down to one canopy, there's no river, we have tarps up on two of the walls, we have reflective blankets and more tapestries on the other ones. Like, at this point, we're pretty set up, like, we got it going on. And, so then it finally stops raining, and we're like, okay, cool, we're talking to our neighbors, because one of the times that it was raining, they're like, are y'all okay? And we're like, we're good, and they're like, are you sure, like, do you need help? And we're like, no, we're fine. But, like, they could definitely tell we were struggling, and we were, but it was fine, it's fine, everything's fine. So, all that gets figured out, and then it finally stops raining, and then we're like, okay, like, now let's get ready, like, they're about to open Cineroo, everything's gonna be awesome, the sun's back out, everyone's vibing, like, everyone's thriving, okay? And it's, yeah, like, 7 o'clock, and we go to the bathroom, we get dressed, like, we're about to, like, go in there, and we're sitting there, Cheyenne's like, people sound mad, and I'm like, ugh, what the fuck, like, why are people mad, like, a little bit of rain, like, it's fine, a little delay, it's fine. She goes and looks on the Instagram, they canceled it, and not just a delay, not just one day, the whole rest of the weekend. I was shocked. I was like, no, they didn't. I was literally in denial. I was like, no, they didn't, no way, like, no fucking way. And she's like, yeah, and I'm like, no, like, it had to have just been this day, like, it must be a mistake, I don't know what the hell. And so I'm like, no, they didn't. No, I'm literally full-blown denial. And so we sit there for a little bit. We both call our mom. Well, Cheyenne calls her mom, and I'm still in denial for a while. And then she's, like, really talking to her mom, and I'm like, wait, no. So I call my mom, and I'm like, they fucking canceled it. And, yeah, we both cried, and then we were just, yeah, like, fucking depressy, and so we come out, and we're talking to our neighbors, and we're all just like, did we hear the news? And then, there's this guy walking by, he's like, I had just popped my acid, like, I literally just took acid, and then, right after, they canceled it, so, what the fuck? And then, so, like, everyone, and we're drunk, we've been drinking all day, so, we're like, we can't leave right now either, like, what the fuck are we gonna do? So we're just like, you know what, we're just gonna spend the night, and, like, everyone was kind of, like, just, like, I don't know what the fuck to do, and then it was also, like, we all had, like, a lot of, like, alcohol, some people had their drugs, like, whatever, whatever, and they're like, well, we're saving it for this, but, like, fuck it. So we all decided that we were gonna get super fucked up tonight, since it was our last night, and, like, we can't leave anyway. And so they were like, if you can leave, then leave, but if not, like, you're good. So we're like, fuck yeah, like, it's gonna be a fucking party, everyone is gonna be fucked up tonight, like, everyone is gonna be feral. Because, okay, so, honestly, pretty disappointed with Bonnaroo, because, okay, so, like I said, at Elements Fest, there was literally an entire hurricane, and all they canceled was one day. At Ultra Miami last year, It poured. I've literally never been in such pouring rain. It was insane. And it probably went on for another hour, hour and a half before they canceled it. And they canceled it once. Like, they waited a long ass time before they canceled it. And they only canceled a day again. Like, the whole weekend just really blew my mind. I was like, no fucking way. And, like, I was literally in full shock. Like, I was like, yeah, they might. Because we knew it was going to rain before we went. Like, we knew that. But I was like, they kept saying rain or shine. And then literally a couple hours of rain and you cancel the entire weekend is fucking mind-boggling. And like, from all day Friday, whenever they were like, you know what, we're going to open a little later, like, whatever, it's going to rain a little bit. They're making these announcements on these intercoms. So there's intercoms all over the whole camp, all over Outer Rue, that everyone can hear. Also, there's a Bonnaroo app that we all have, and it's giving us 15-minute notifications before anyone we want to see is going on. Like, it's very, like, very technology. Like, they can text, they can send a mass text to all of us. Like, there's a lot of clear communication that is possible, and that had been happening. And they're like, okay, you know what, like, the weather's still getting crazy, we're still gonna hold off a little bit, like, waiting for more information, waiting for an update, like, what, they're saying all of this, all the way until 7, and then when they cancel it, they post it on Instagram. They don't make an announcement, they don't send out the text, they literally posted it on Instagram. And after that, we didn't hear a single thing from them for the rest of the entire time we were there. And so that is super frustrating because what the fuck? Like, no one was, because once that happened, they either fired or people quit who their workers, because there was a ton of staff in the beginning. Like, there was multiple people in the bathrooms, people at the ice stations, at the water stations, like the medical tent, security everywhere. Like, there was a lot of fucking workers there. And after that, didn't see a single one. The bathrooms were disgusting. They ended up closing them. Like, it was a fucking mess. No one was directing traffic. Like, it was really fucking crazy. And so we decided that we're going to spend the night. We talked to our neighbors. They're also spending the night. We're like, hopefully when we just wake up in the morning, no one will be leaving. We can just pack up our stuff and get out of here real quick. Okay, same, cool, whatever. Y'all have a good night. See y'all later. And so then, we're packing up everything that we can for the night, and then we're gonna pack up the rest of stuff tomorrow. So we're leaving out the grill, the cooler, our cots, one canopy, our lights, but we're putting up some of the tapestries, the other canopy, like, some of our clothes that we don't need, like, just kind of, yeah, seeing what we can. And then, we get all that figured out, we go to the bathroom, we get all of our shit, and then we're like, okay, well, let's go out, like, let's go meet, Cheyenne had a friend that, this girl that was, like, her college roommate or something, so we went and met up with them, and so, everything's still good, everything's still fine, whatever, whatever, and at this point, like, me and Cheyenne are getting pretty, like, fucked up, and so we go out there, we're having a blast, we're like, you know what, like, this sucks, but, like, let's make it count, like, we're gonna make tonight good, it's gonna be fine, whatever. And so we go out, and we're at this, like, party bus, and there's someone, like, a little DJ playing or something, not a DJ, I don't know who it was, there was somebody playing, and we were rocking with it for a while, and then we're like, okay. And then there's a guy kept fucking bumping me, holy shit, there was a guy dancing. And it's like, I kept getting bumped, and then I was finally turned around, and I'm like, what the hell? Because that's not very plur, okay? And we're at a festival, and if you're at a festival, then you fucking know plur. So what the hell is this? And I turn around, and it's this, like, middle-aged white dude with, like, a fresh, clean haircut, clean-ass t-shirt on, completely dry, black backpack, nothing really in it, khaki shorts. Clean tennis shoes, motherfucker. That's where I caught your fucking ass. Okay? Undercover cop. But And he had, like, a sports cup, like a Yeti cup with some, like, logo, like, sports thing on it. And so I was like, girl, what the hell? I know you're not from here. And just from bumping me, like, the way that he was bumping me, like, no, bitch, we do not do that here. You would know that if you went here. She doesn't even go here, okay? Because it's like, if you, it happens, if you bump someone, you might bump someone when you're at a festival. But if you bump them, you just turn and or you just move a little less. You don't keep bumping them back and back and back and back and back again. And he did. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? But then I was just looking around and there was like a few like throughout the area that we were in. Like I saw, and then literally like, I'm like, really? Like this, he had no Sprouts, no candy, no little trinket, no nothing, and clean shoes. Bitch, it's fucking muddy. We're in the mud. So what the hell? Like, but all the cops and stuff are driving their little golf carts around. So that's why they're not getting muddy. But I'm like, really? Like, that's your version of an undercover cop? Like, I mean, I guess fine, so we can spot him easy, but like, really? But whatever. Yeah, and then we're looking around, and we saw a few more, and I'm like, what the hell? What the fuck? And so, whatever. Then I'm just like, I want to move away, because he keeps on freaking bumping me, and it's annoying the fuck out of me, like, ugh, God, and it's a man, even worse. Whatever. So, anyway, then we just move over, and we're in this other spot, and then I meet this girl, and she's so sexy, and we're talking a little bit, and then she was super fucked up, too, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, we're just talking about whatever, and then, yeah, I don't know, I felt bad, because she was cute, but I don't know, I was just, like, not on that vibe right then, and so I was just like, oh, yeah, like, whatever, and now I regret it. I'm like, I miss my bae, but whatever. We probably talked, like, 3 times, but, like, they were all really short and whatever. But she was cutie. I think we were flirting, too. I'm like, I feel like I also just have a flirty personality, so I don't really know. But I'm pretty sure we were flirting. Like, I don't know. But whatever. It's fine, I guess. And then me and Shan were like, okay, like, we're gonna go, like, over here. We're gonna go walk around, is what we said. And then we finally get out of there. Yeah, just because the music wasn't, like, we weren't super vibing with it. And the crowd, like, I don't know. It was just, like, we could have had better. So we're like, okay, like, we're gonna go walk around. And then we start walking, and then we're like, okay, so where do we want to go? And I was like, we should go back to our camp. And I was like, yeah, we should. So we go back to our camp, and, like, we get a little more fucked up, and we're just chilling. And we hear this noise, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And our neighbors are like, y'all want to fucking, like, sword fight? And I'm like, what the hell? And they have these 2 lightsabers. And so we just have a, like, one of the tarps is just, like, kind of pulled back a little bit. And so, like, we can barely see them. And I'm like, come over. Like, come over to our house. And so they're, like, standing outside of it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take this tarp down because, like, I cannot really see you guys. Like, what the fuck? And so they have these lightsabers. And, dude, they were cool as fuck. Like, he said Josh. So it was Josh, Ryan, and Nikki. Ryan and Nikki were together, and Josh is their bestie. And they, like, had known each other since middle school. Sorry, I'm trying to breathe in this, like, vapor. Sorry, my little nasal stick to clear my mucus a little bit. But anyway, like, we ended up playing with those lightsabers, and they were cool as fuck. Like, mine was pink, Cheyenne's was green, which is, like, literally everything that we have is pink and green. Like, me and Cheyenne are Cosmo and Wanda as fuck. Like, yeah. So it was just perfect that we had pink and green lightsabers. And then they make noise when you hit them. They were like, look, I think I have a video. Isn't that so cool? They were so fucking cool. And so we were sword fighting, and they were just like, it looked so cool, like, inside of our little setup, because we had those reflective blankets, and, like, I don't know, like, it was just fucking awesome. Such a vibe. And so we ended up just sitting and talking with our neighbors forever, and we're just like, can't believe it's canceled, like, what the fuck, and just, like, getting to know each other better and hanging out. And then, it was a lot of fucking fun. Literally, Friday night was probably my favorite night. Like, it was such a good vibe because just because it got canceled, so it was like we were all, like, ready to have a good-ass fucking night. And so we were just getting fucked up and just hanging out. And, like, it was so much fun. And, like, and it was just nice chilling at our camp. Like, we probably wouldn't have done that, like, if it was open, because we would have been, like, at other shit. But it was nice to just sit there and hang out with our neighbors and, like, I don't know, just vibe. And so we did that for, like, hours, and then they finally went to bed. So we gave them their lightsabers back, but he said that they were, like, $200 each, which is insane. But whatever. They were cool as fuck. Like, I wish I wanted to waste $200 on that because they were cool as hell. But, yeah, then me and Cheyenne just hung out. We were just talking and, and laying there, just vibing out, like, it was a lot of fun. And then we probably went to sleep at, like, 5 or 6 a.m., and then we woke up at, like, 9, and then, honestly, that was the best sleep ever. Like, I slept so good, because that night, we didn't bring out the mattress pad, we ended up just falling asleep laying there, and so we had our, cots like facing each other so we could talk, so like our heads were like on opposite ends. And oh my god, yeah, it was so much fun. And then we woke up and there wasn't really anyone in line, like nothing was that crazy. Our neighbors were up, we're like, okay, like packing up the rest of our shit. And then finally our neighbors get all their shit packed up and they're like, okay, like we're gonna head out, like, so nice to meet you guys. We get each other's Instagrams and stuff. And then, they head out. And we're like, okay, bye. Like, boo. And then, by the time that they leave, like, the lines are starting to get really fucking full. Like, people are kind of everywhere. And so, I'm like, you know what? We should, like, leave, like, our canopy and our cots and the grill. Like, leave a few things out. And just, like, wait for, like, this line to start moving, because it kind of just doesn't look like it's moving at all. It wasn't. Our neighbors were still sitting right there. And so we just leave our stuff up, and we're just chilling at camp, like, nothing crazy, just vibing. And then people start, like, forming lines everywhere. And this is, like, it's just getting super chaotic at this point. Like, it's pretty fucking crazy. And yeah, I'm just like, you know what, let's just keep leaving this stuff up, like, we'll make breakfast, like, I made toast, and I was just giving out toast, because we had so much bread, and since it was canceled early, like, you know, we don't need to bring all this shit back home, so I'm just, like, giving out toast, I give toast to all of our neighbors, and then, we had, like, peanut butter and jelly, and so, like, people could put that on their toast if they wanted, or whatever, and then, yeah, we just hung out for a long while, and then at, like, 2, we look behind us, because, like, everyone is trying to get out one way, which is, like, in front of us, and then we look behind us, and the other way, it looks like some cars are moving and going out another way, so we're like, okay, like, let's go to the bathroom, and then let's, like, come back, and if all those cars are still moving, then we'll just pull out and go that way. So, we do that, we go to the bathroom, come back, those cars, like, a fuck ton of them had left that way, so we're like, okay, let's get this shit packed up and get out of here. So, we pack up all our shit, we get out of there, and then, by that point, everyone had kind of turned around and went that way, so we ended up waiting 2 hours before we got out of there. But, whenever we went to the bathroom, at 2, on our way back, we saw Ryan. And he's like, we're still here. And we're like, dude, yeah, we saw your car. And they, like, hadn't even moved, like, 50 feet. Like, maybe, like, 30 feet. 30 feet away for 6 hours. Because, yeah, they left at 9. And till 2, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 5 hours. Yeah. fuck that. And so thankfully, yeah, we still had our canopy, so we were just chilling, and everyone else was like in their car. People were just driving like fucking idiots and like forming all these new lines and just trying to like shove to the front pretty much. And so there was these two cars next to us who had pulled up, and then it was like, I guess, a big group of people. And so they all got out of the car and like they set up a canopy, they set up their chairs, like they were setting up next to us. They were fine. They were like frat boy as fuck and like frat girl vibe. So, you know, they were fine. But, yeah, so that, and we finally got out of there and we decided that we're going to go to Nashville and just make a little road trip back home instead of just being all upset and letting it ruin our whole vibe. Because at that point it was only Saturday. And the festival weren't supposed to leave the festival till Monday. So, like, what the fuck? And me and Cheyenne don't have work till Thursday, tomorrow. We still have been off work. And so, we're going to Nashville. Owie, 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 owie. I just hit my ankle so fucking hard. And I think that literally is, like, hurting me so bad. Because there was, like, on Memorial Day weekend, I went with Cheyenne to her parents' house, and we were making a whirlpool. They have an above-ground pool, and so we made a whirlpool, and we're running, and the ladder started getting taken away from the whirlpool, and I hit my ankle on it, and, like, oh my god, it was, like, such horrible fucking pain. I have never hit my ankle in that spot, and it hurt so bad, and then it was, like, really sensitive when I touched it there, but, like, for the most part, it was kind of fine, and then holy shit, I just hit it in that spot again, and, like, it literally hurts so bad. I'm like, I think my foot is broken. It's not, but holy shit, that fucking hurts so bad. Sorry. Oh, okay. Ouch. Okay. I might be dying, but whatever. So it takes us 2 hours to get out of Bonnaroo, and Nashville was only, like, an hour and a half away. So, we didn't get there for 4 hours. We were supposed to get there at 4 o'clock. We didn't get there till 6 o'clock. And we were getting a 75% refund from Bonnaroo. So, we're like, you know what? Let's get a nice hotel. Like, let's just fuck it up. We're going to make the best out of it. Whatever. So, we get this super nice hotel. Oh, my God. It was so cute. We stayed at Residence Inn in Nashville. Literally so good. So good. It was fucking awesome. We stayed in a little, like, one-bed studio thing. Perfect. Water pressure, perfect. Everything, perfect. And they had a free shuttle that would, I think they drove until 10, and so we got taken to Broadway Street. It was like 10 minutes from Broadway Street. And yeah, for free. And so we get there at 6, we chill for a little bit, shower, and like get all cleaned off, whatever. Get dressed, go to Broadway Street, hoping that we can find some fun shit to do and it's not all just like country. We were starving, so first we went and ate, and then we went to a few different rooftop bars, and they were super cute, but we had to go upstairs for all of them. Like, they had an elevator in one that we found at the end of the night, but holy shit, like, we went up a fuck ton of stairs. Like, I don't know why that was fucking me up, but holy shit. I was like, fuck these stairs. Just because we have been walking, like, 40,000 miles, or 40,000 steps, like, the previous days. So, I don't know. Those stairs, I was just like, fuck this. But we did it. It was fun. They were playing country EDM. It was fucking crazy. It was the craziest I've ever heard in my life, but it was funny because, like, I like some country music. Like, I used to be a more country girl. So, I know some of the songs, but the fact that they were trying to make them EDM was, like, awesome. It was so cool. It was hilarious. It was a crazy shit. It was an experience. But they had a lot of people, after Bonnaroo got canceled, like, there were some DJs and, like, artists who moved shows to Nashville, and they just sold out really fast, and we didn't really have service at the farm, and, like, it kind of sucked, and tickets were really expensive to some of them, so yeah, we were like, let's just see what we can find. And so, we, yeah, do that. We just hang out. It's fine. We walk around for a while, and then we're like, okay, my throat starts hurting Saturday night, too. It starts getting a little scratchy. It doesn't really, it's nothing crazy. Like, I was just drinking this one margarita, and I was like, actually, like, this does not feel good on my throat. And so, yeah, I wasn't going too crazy. I was like, eh, I'm fine. And then we met up with Cheyenne's friend again later that night. And then, yeah, eventually we're like, okay, like, let's go home, let's go to bed. And it was probably, like, 1:30, 1:40 then. And we took a taxi home. I don't think I've ever been in a taxi, so that was fun. And we did that, and then went to bed, and we slept till 11:30. Holy shit. We slept so late, but also the past two nights before, we slept, like, 3 or 4 hours. So we needed it. But once we woke up, we went and ate breakfast, and it was so good. And then we walked around a little bit and shopped. It was super cute. There was this one, like, little pop-up shop in, like, a little parking lot. And it was, like, I don't know, it was super cute. It was, like, thrift store finds. And I got a pair of denim shorts, and they're, like, long. They're kind of cool. They're kind of different from anything I've ever worn, but I think that they're really cute. So I got those, and they were only $20. And then, yeah, we got in the car and drove to Arkansas. We drove to Little Rock. And because we were like, we're just going to break this drive up since we have all this time now. So we just drove, yeah, what would have been an hour and a half to Nashville, but was 4 hours on Saturday. And then, like, 4.5 hours to Little Rock, and then, like, 5 hours home. Monday. And so, yeah, Sunday we drive to Little Rock, and then we get there, and we get our hotel, we check in, everything, we chill for a little bit, and then we're like, okay, like, let's go, like, get dinner or something. And I find this little rooftop bar, and it's super cute, and so we're like, okay, cool, like, let's go there. And it was, like, 5 minutes away. So we drove over there. And then, we got up there, and there was, like, this huge group that had just came in and, like, just, like, ordered drinks, started to order food when we got there. And so, and there was, like, one, like, waitress. So, we were like, you know what, whatever. And she's like, I'm so sorry, guys. Like, let me try to get their food in. Like, let me see if the cooks will take more right now. I don't know if they will since I just placed this huge order. Like, let me see. And we're like, okay, like, whatever, that's fine. Which, it was fine. Obviously, like, you know, I get it, girl. Like, you're fucking struggling right now. Like, no rush. But I'm starving. So, we were just drinking. I was drinking lemon drops. Cheyenne was drinking this illusion drink. I don't know what all was in it, but it was pretty good. It tasted like juice. And there was, like, 4 liquors in it. And then, yeah, we were just hanging out, talking, being sad, and just, I don't know, all the things. So we were there for, gosh, it felt like forever. Holy shit, it felt like so long. And it was, like, lightning a little bit, and there was a good breeze. Like, it was cool to watch, but the storm, it was just, like, next to us. It never came to us, so that was nice. And then, yeah, we finally ate. I had a burger, honestly not that good, but whatever. And then we just went back to the hotel. We were gonna go to the pool or something because it was only like 10, but just since it was kind of like stormy weather, like it was just kind of cold, like there was a pretty fat breeze. And then nothing was open. Like, yeah, it was a Sunday, but it kind of sucked. Like, Little Rock, meh, honestly mid. But whatever. The next morning, we wake up, it's like 10, we go get breakfast at this one little place, Malibu Cafe, and you know what, it was fucking really good. I had this breakfast burrito, and it was so good, and then Cheyenne had a breakfast sandwich, it was so good. I didn't try it, but it looked good. She said it was really good. And then we hit the road and came home, and that drive, I fell asleep for like 30 minutes. Sorry, Cheyenne, but I was so tired, and I was, like, starting to feel worse. But anyway, then we finally fucking got home at, like, 5, yesterday, and we just took everything out of the car and tried to get everything that was like wet laid out. The one of the canopies, the one that we had taken down the first, like while it was raining, obviously was wet. And we just, yeah. And then like some of the tapestries, like they were all kind of damp. And then the hammock was wet, and then the tarps. But I don't know, it wasn't too bad. So we just threw that stuff in the backyard. And then we were just chilling for a little bit. We went and got pizza and then went home. And then I came home. And I come home and Brianna got a car. And my mom had to get a new car because my mom and stepdad got in a car accident on Saturday and totaled her car. And she didn't freaking tell me, which we had a conversation. And I'm like, you need to tell me. She's like, I didn't want to tell you and stress you out while you're gone. But no, I don't care. I don't like that. I want to know if something happens. And, yeah, so everybody got a new whip, and they're so cute, and then, yeah, yesterday I felt pretty bad, so I just laid in bed and just was, like, sleeping and stuff, recovering, and trying to feel better, and then today, I'm planning on doing it shit today. Yesterday, I was like, I need to record the podcast, I don't know if I can, like, I just don't feel like anything. But, yeah, this morning I woke up and I'm feeling a lot better. I just, like, now it's all just stuck in there. Like, now I just need to get it all out. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully I feel better because I have to work tomorrow and I really don't want to call in. That would suck for them. But we'll see. And I've been off for a week, so there's that. But I don't know. We'll see. And then, yeah, I need to go back to Cheyenne's. We're going to go through and separate out all of our stuff and figure that out. And then, yeah, I'll probably just hang out with her for the rest of the day. And then, yeah, I have work tomorrow. Boo. I'm sad. I don't want to go back to work. I feel like, I don't know. It just sucks. Like, I'm just so shocked that they canceled the whole weekend. I'm so upset that, I don't know, people were saying, like, if they wait long enough, like, if they would have canceled the festival before it even happened, then they wouldn't have got any insurance money, and then they had to, like, they had to have us there for so long before they could cancel it to get all the insurance money, and, like, I don't know, so I'm like, if that is the case, that's super fucked up, but it was Live Nation, like, Live Nation bought them out, and they've had 3 cancellations in the last 5 years, which is, like, not a good track record, and, like, I was just shocked just because, yeah, Elements and Ultra, it was way worse than it was here. Literally a hurricane, literally pouring rain for hours, and all they canceled was one day, like, and they prepped the grounds way better, because I feel like Bonnaroo, like, they were saying that they were gonna prep the grounds better, and, like, then they were putting people camping in ditches. Like, why would you have someone camping in a fucking ditch, you dumbass? Like, obviously, so there was some people whose, like, camps were, like, flooded, like, bad, like, up past their foot, like, bad, bad. And, yeah, that's because they fucking had them camping in a ditch, so what the fuck? So, that super sucked, and, like, I don't know, like, it was just shitty, but whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about it. I feel like fuck Bonnaroo. I couldn't believe they canceled the entire weekend. And it's like, Tennessee's had record rain this year. So, and like, we've known it was gonna rain. We knew it was gonna rain the entire time. Like, they should have planned better for this. If, like, a little bit of rain is gonna ruin the whole festival, like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, fuck that. But, anyway, whatever. It's fine. I would do it again because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were so much fucking fun. And it's like, that's a risk you take because it is festival season, but it's also, like, rainy season. So, like, yeah, Ultra and Elements, like, it rained out both of those and it was fine. But I don't know. I'm just disappointed that they canceled the whole weekend and that they didn't prepare better for that. Yeah, so I think we're going to skip it next year, and we'll go to some other festivals, and then we'll try again. hopefully the next year and see, because it seems fun. Like, I really like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were so fucking awesome. Like, I think there's a lot of potential there, but I don't know. And, but, like, at least we're getting 75% back. Like, that's fine. I hope we get our camping back. That would mean a lot more, because the camping was super fucked up. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. But, and the fact that they just didn't have, like, they just completely went fucking ghost when they canceled it. Like, that's crazy to me. The fact that they literally canceled it by posting on Instagram. And then we never heard another thing. Whatever, everything before that, they were putting on the intercom, they were sending out text, everything, everything. And then just complete silence. And then all the bathrooms were nasty and gross, and everything was just fucked up. Like, it just seemed like they just stopped giving a fuck completely. So, I have mixed feelings about it, but also, I just watched fucking the Astroworld documentary about Live Nation, and I don't know, it just kind of is like, yeah, they really don't give a fuck, they just want their money, so I'm having a little bit of mixed feelings, but, which I want to talk a lot more about that, but right now, I want to shut the fuck up so my throat can have a fucking minute to breathe. So anyway, that was Bonnaroo. Overall, I would rate it, like, 8.5 out of 10, because we did make the best of it, but I was just really disappointed that they canceled the entire weekend, and just because we have been, we literally, like, have spent so much money and so much time, like, since January, have been buying shit and planning all this shit for this, so, I don't know, it's just really sad, but whatever. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. I love you. I hope that last week's episode didn't suck too bad. Just kidding. But anyways, yeah, I'm back, and sorry, yeah, I'm sicky, so I sound a little nasty, but whatever, it works, so I love you, and I didn't break a single nail, fuck yeah, okay, love you, bye.